that is a house built for all people. Didn't say for Muslims. It says a house built for all people. And it says again, that house is full of blessings. You hear that? That house is full of blessings for all mankind. And where that house is, it is a place of trust. It is a place of security. You can go there with your jewels. You don't want to lie. Not the thing. Now we know nowadays, you can get $2,000 or $3,000 together, and you can carry your corrupt stuff over there pretending you want them. But the great majority of us, you can put your money, your wealth, we don't care how much it is, right down there, and we sleep by the top of the blessing.
Right?
A place of safety and security. Isn't this the problem with Christianity, too? Christ Jesus in the Nativity scene. A little, as a little baby. And he's in this scene for them. To say that God has not only put this goodness in human beings, he also put it in animals. There are animals that you can trust, that you can put your baby in, with them on those animals, and the animal won't hurt your baby. As I said earlier, there are animals that will come to rescue a man, and I've read the animal take the rescue of a baby, and the apple was falling and falling, making sound. Before the somebody would come to help the baby, because the animal did not know how to take care of the human being. This is pointing to what? Pointing to the goodness of your God that created you. He made the world perfect. He put that goodness not only in man but in animals. So that tells us that God is a good God. Now God has made you rational. God has made you able to think and understand things. Why can't you think and understand that? And then know that your life is in progression. And know that not only your life is in progression, but the community of mankind on this earth is in progression. The high jealousy and crusaders. The high jealousy and brutal barbarians. The high jealousy and a world of human savages who loved violence and thought that it was a group of their manhood just to be brutal and beat upon weaker nations. But we have promised all of that. You study the history of the evolution of animals. You know that on this earth there used to roam huge. Suppose they were here now to terrify us. Huge dinosaurs. You saw the movie. suppose you had that passion on your back window. But God is in the end of that debate. That's a message to the intelligent thinking persons of earth. That's a message to tell you, I put these bad things here to tell you that I don't want you like that. Now, I've done away with this, and I've set the more peaceful to bow. Isn't that a message to intelligent minded people? That the will of creation, that the will of creation is against honor, is against the truth, that has no respect for things, and there are youngsters going out there looking for something knocked out. They wake up in the morning looking for something knocked out. If they don't find anything, if they're waking knocked out, they might knock down you. They might be knocked down their whole senior dad. Things are all dead, right, Doctor? But Daddy said, no, I'm not waiting. I'm not going to get to it. We're losing our humanity. We're losing our original nature. We're losing our original character. We're losing our original excellence. We're losing it. And is it happening by accident? Doctor, is it easy, Ibrahim? A man that I met at my father's house. Greek man, a very popular man, a scholar, very well educated, respected in this part of the world. He took Jesus. But he felt long known perhaps even more now than the immigrants. Christ had lived and served, governed, Islamic immigrants, etc. The little city book or publication that I get after becoming acquainted with the book or movement and the great leader, the blessed leader, here, Luke. I read it at Little City Magazine a few issues back. That they interviewed Dr. Ibrahim Hidden. And they were asking him about problems of Christian and Muslim relations, about 9/11 and other things. He said, Christians and Muslims would not be enemies and would not be working against one another had it not been instigated. Now, as I understand it in my pursuit, as I understand the great beauty and the great mysteries that are also great and beauty of Christianity and Islam, we have our two. As I understand it, it is similar that we should know the life as that God created. And know that the enemy has come into the picture and is working against life as God created, to take it out of the picture God put it in, including your human life. And as life bombs, life survives and convicted by bondage. And if it's shared something, if it's disconnected with something, it disconnects with that that is causing this bondage. Disease. Whatever. Life is good. The life that God sees is good. And it's bond. It's bond. Our power is the symbol of this bondage. Life connects and bonds to become bigger. And death. Bigger and more useful. Bigger to render greater services under the law of the Creator. This is that. Now, death was consecrated. Death disconnected what Christ has connected. And the enemy of mankind, we call him Satan. We call him Satan. It is said of him by Muhammad, the prophet, in one of the reports by Bukhari and Muslims, may God bless them and give them paradise for their contribution. It is said that our prophet reported to his followers. He said, God called the Greek angel Gabriel. You preach in Islam, in the Quran, you preach Gabriel. And he said, I want to show you my creation that I created. This was before earth and everything was made. And Gabriel thought, he said, my Lord, how can anyone go wrong and thus wonderful world? Let God just instantly cause the scene to change. And he showed the world after Satan, or Satan as the Christians call him, and his influence on him. He set a lurement, he decorated for himself, for his own influence. Satan set a lurement and he decorated the world for himself. And when Abraham, when Abel saw it, he really saw it, he said, my Lord, how can anyone go straight in such a crooked world? Cool. might to be scholars and Islamic teachers, we shouldn't just view this like it's some story of the baby that you're going to put the bed tonight, read a story, and then go to sleep. Let me tell you a story. It's a story of the great angel of the king and how God showed him the world before Satan. You better look in your backyard, in your front yard. You better look down the street. You better look on the TV. You better look all over this world that you're living in to see signs, maybe, that this is still going on. There's still things. The evil ones are still changing the picture of truth and reality. So that you will be confused and left wrong and will never find ways to your own self, not to mention God. And in my conclusion, God has to do it. That whoever comes upon knowledge, a path to knowledge, and you're not selfish, you didn't go out seeking knowledge because you wanted it for your personal self. You did it because you wanted to make a better contribution to the society or to the world of mankind. The prophet is telling us that that person went out and entered or stepped upon the pathway to God. The pathway to God. You can't just try God with your heart, wait until your eyes are on. You have to start using your brain. The most productive tool God gave in a human being. The human brain. You have to start using your brain. Against the influences of this world.
That's right.
That give you hypnotic music. So that you're not under the rule of induction. You're under the rule of strength. Yes, so you have to resist that. You have to use your brain. Use your brain. Use your wisdom. Make intelligent choices. And have a better life. Have a better life. And before others, the 100th prophet that he gave, he obligated those that were ignorant to illiterate. That once they learn something, he obligated them to go and find another person in need like yourself and teach that person. He made them public school teachers. He made the members of the public school teachers. We talk about public education. How much more can we have public education than what the Prophet Muhammad gave us? He said, everyone has to go out and teach them out. He really wanted to extend it to the public, to everybody. And think the best there are. Don't make poor ignorant choices. Seek the best there are. Invite the excellence, both religions invite the righteousness, both religions invite the peace. You cannot have peace if you have those things that reduce your work as a creation of God. As a creation of God. You can't have peace if you don't support justice. Justice is the doing of what is right. Justice is standing by what is right. If you don't stand by what is right, you cannot expect to have peace. The Palestinians, if we just listen to what's in the air, or just read the headline or caption and not the whole paper. We'll think that the Palestinians are the bad guys, and they are alone in the doing of what is bad. You need to read everything. And if you read everything, we talk about our president. Our president is good. I think we have an excellent president. America. We have an excellent president. You pick your daily paper. Yeah. And don't just read what appears on the front page all the time.
Yeah.
Go and dump to the whole paper.
Wow.
And you'll find a writer, a writer, or a columnist, giving you the piece of information that you missed by just looking at the headline. You have to read the whole paper. The editors can't permit those who want to support Israel. And not also permit those who want to support Palestinians who have been mistreated. They have to also let the writer who wants to give the Palestinian side make some contribution and reach the reader here. That's fair. The editors are excellent. Because I read, I'm not going to make anyone in position or in paper. But I read reports on what's going on over there that I've been reading for months and years. And I have found in this, in my daily newspaper, the truth about what is going on in Canada. I have found writers, please, appealing to the American people to look at this sad picture for the Palestinians while you're also looking at the problems for Israel.
Yes.
I thank you for your presence here, and I thank God that I'm
present. Yes, sir. Right.
I'm convinced beyond any doubt. I'm convinced that good Christians, good Muslims, can work together.
Yes.
And bring much better world in than this would be living now. I believe in the Christian hope for a new heaven and a new earth.
Allahu Akbar.
And I hope a lot of our leaders will not be in there for long. Thank you. And that's for me. We are Muslims by name, and the gospel of Jesus Christ says, bless our feet.
That's right.
Thank you. Peace be unto you.